Carl, obviously disappointed with the result. What did he make of your side today?
From what I've seen today, Stockport were the best side we've played, and you know, certainly the best performance against us. Looking at their league position, I think clearly it's their best performance of the season by some distance, I would think. And that coincided with us for first time in a dozen games that we haven't really turned up, and we've been way off it today, and you know, thoroughly deserve what we got.
If you come to a stadium like this and the amount of fans they've got as well, you can see really they shouldn't really be where they are in the Conference North, and probably not even this league, should they?
No, we're not. You know, from what I've seen today, they're going to fly up the table. I think, you know, they've probably just needed that kickstart. But really today, I didn't see that coming with us, because the one thing we've done in the previous games is we've competed, and you know, we've been in every game, and I think we've only got beat by the odd goal in the games we have lost. But today, from early on, we just weren't at the races, and it's, you know, it's a bad day at the office. But you know, it's done now, and we can't afford to mope about it. We move on to the next game. So we've got a big FA Cup game next week to look forward to.
Is the disappointment not only that the unbeaten run's come to an end, but it is 4-0 and you've kind of been beaten quite heavily?
I'm just disappointed that we haven't turned up today. I can accept that you lose games of football, and I can accept that you have off days, but I thought Stockport worked harder than us first half, and you know, they passed the ball better. They look more of a threat, and I think just in every area really, they battled us today, and that's disappointing. But it is what it is. It happens in football, and as I say, we can all throw teacups around. It's about responding to it.
Your players did seem to improve in the second half, though, especially the first 10 or 15 minutes. They kept going, won themselves a penalty, but unfortunately missed.
Yeah, you know, as silly as it seems, 3-0 down. The goals we conceded from a throw-in. The first one we switched off. Goal. Second one, the ball's travelled a long way from the lad on the left side. He's knocked a great ball. Feel as from a defensive point of view, we should deal with it. Third one, we've come out and left the lad in there, and it, you know. But then, first 10 minutes of the second half, we've had a couple of good chances, and you know, if those had gone in, who knows? But you know, we were soundly beaten today, and I have no complaints.
Is there kind of a disappointment that the performances weren't there from your point of view, that you've gone in and told your players that wasn't good enough in terms of effort? The Stockport might have a bit more quality, but you need to put in more effort.
The thing is with football, you know, the prerequisite, you work hard, and I thought we were outworked first half, and that's the disappointing thing for me. It's the first time it's happened this season, so it can't be too critical. We move on. We move on. It's done now, and we can analyse it to death. We were outworked first half, and all the things that carried on from that were the goals we conceded and the passing, because we hadn't matched their work rate.
You made the double change at the break.
Yeah, you know, I don't like dragging lads off at half time, and I've told Torns and Niall that, but we just needed to do something. We needed to try and get us a spark. And in fairness to those lads, it could have been any other player. I thought the only player who's come out with any credit over the 90 minutes was Ellis Deeney. Him aside, we could have swapped any of the other 10 at half time.
He's had a good game. He's had a good season, really, Ellis, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's done well. But I just expect our players to all, you know, be a little bit more savvy when, you know, in games like that, and we've got torn apart a little bit.
Well, with injuries, George Williams on the bench, is he a little closer to getting back in?
Yeah, George is nearly there. You know, the intention was today to try and give him a run, but once the game's dead and buried, you know, it's pointless really risking him. Let's have another week's training, and you know, he'll be available for selection next week.
Okay.